He's in the house. The great Dean Bulldog Richie is joining us.
Michael. Actually, before we start, you double sheet man or single sheet man on your bed?
Flat sheet and a sheet over the top under the doona, or you just sheet then doona?
Sheet doona. I'm sheet blanket doona at the moment.
Oh, my
I'm so
God.
Cold. And then another blanket on top of that.
Oh,
I had 8 layers on last
sweating.
Night and was still cold.
What?
Still cold.
Need to get you a heater.
Yeah, and I've got an electric blanket. I just don't
use it.
I have
an extremely warm heart.
I'm too scared it'll catch fire or something in the night, so I just don't put it on.
So you sheet, blanket, doona. You need a thick...
double sheet.
You need a thicker doona.
It's thick. I just don't handle the cold real well.
Okay. In the summer, you still sheet, doona?
No, I'm just sheet.
One sheet, then doona?
Au naturel.
Ugh.
With some underpants, of course.
Oh, we didn't need that much.
Well,
detail.
I didn't want you to think it was, yeah.
Okay. So I think Bulldogs would be single sheet.
How are you, Bulldog?
Yeah, he's single sheet doona.
Yeah, in the summer.
Well, are you single sheet doona in the summer, Loz? No, you're double sheet always.
No, but I haven't got the, what would you call them? They're not as heavy sheets.
Linen sheets. Mm. Thinner sheet, but you're still two sheet.
In the summer.
Yeah, that's okay.
Still have two sheets.
Yeah, I'm single sheet.
Mm. But I mightn't pull the doona over in the summer. The doona would be sort of start with the doona and then push it off.
Mm.
The middle
Big
of the night.
Issues.
Mm. No, these are day-to-day issues in life.
Do they have a roommate with Origin, Bulldog? Do they have a roommate or do they room on their own, the players?
I think they room on their own now, don't they? Okay. Lots, I think so. Yeah. Okay. I think those old. I think in COVID they went to on their own.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it is still the same. I think the money for Origin hasn't been sorted out yet because the CBA hasn't been sorted.
It's
they were earning
price.
$30,000 per game. It got bumped back to $15,000 from memory, and I think it's still at $15,000 now.
A couple of good sides.
They are good sides, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Pangai is obviously the surprise selection. I quite like it. I always think it's exciting when you've got a firebrand ready to let loose. And yes, he's got his discipline problems, albeit in the last 2 years he has been good in that area. You're looking at me like you don't agree with the selection. But I just think it's exciting when you get a bloke like that.
I didn't know you were a mind reader.
Well, I can tell you, look, after all these years, I know exactly what you're thinking.
What have I said?
Well, do you agree with it or not?
I'm a bit like you. I don't mind the selection.
Okay.
But I know he's got discipline problems, and you say the last 2 years. How much footy has he played in the last 2 years, by the way? But anyway.
We're getting there.
No, I think it's a risk, and I'm glad that they're taking a bit of a risk because I think they need to stand up for themselves a bit more because they were dominant Queensland in a couple of games last year through the middle.
Well, Hudson Young's there too.
Our forward pack needs to stand up and be strong, and I think this team looks like it can do it. My only concern with Tevita, and again, he hasn't been sin bin for a while. That's fine. I just hope he doesn't get built up, and we build him up, and then he does something wrong, and then he gets sin-binned, and then the attack dogs come, like you do.
Wait,
so you're
on,
here
is
going...
That, is that going to surprise you one bit?
Oh.
That's exactly how it works in this world.
Well, it's a funny one, though, Loz, because we know he's got that in him, but that's why they've picked him. So we can't harness him either. There's no point picking him and saying, you've got to be disciplined, you've got to stay controlled... You've got to stay in the perimeters
and
of the game.
And what would you write if he doesn't?
No, I'll smash him.
No, but the point I'm saying is, if you pick him to be a bit of a wild man, then you've got to have to let him be a bit of a wild man. There's no point harnessing him.
100.
Yeah. It's like picking a David Warner for T20 and saying,
smack
David,
him out of the park.
Just ease into your innings. It's not what it's about.
Mate, I know that. But I can see that coming back to bite New South Wales, if he all of a sudden gets sin-binned or sent off or does something a little bit silly because he's been built up this week to go out there and do it, and the people that have been building him up to do that sit back and slam him.
Well, I guess there is a controlled aggression, is there, Laurie?
You're saying controlled aggression.
Well, if he goes out there and swings his arm around...
Well, that's what we're just talking about.
Clocks someone high. That's my concern.
Oh, my
but God. If he clocks someone high, then that's stupid. No one suggests he goes out there and maims somebody. That's just done.
Go out and be the aggressive. Just play touch.
Yeah.
Don't tackle. Around the legs only, please.
I've I've lost control.
I love this.
You're on my side.
This is exactly what we journalists do. Build them up. We journalists build them up so we can smash them. That's what we do.
I'll ask you, what would be your advice to Vita Pangai then, if you were coaching him?
If I was coaching him, I'd say, mate, we want you to run the ball hard and we want you to tackle legally hard.
Well, that's what we're talking about here. There's no suggestion he's going to go there and clock somebody around the chin.
2 minutes ago, you were saying we want him to be crazy.
But we want him to be aggressive. But there are ways of doing it.
You've got to be controlled. But we're talking...
Didn't I just say that?
No, you said it after I said it. You followed me in.
Next issue.
You followed me in. And I don't like you following me in.
Are you surprised Ponga is not selected Bulldog?
Yes, I am.
Did you expect him to get picked?
Yes, I did. And that's nothing against Reece Walsh. His form this year has been sublime. I just thought Kalen, having been there before, man of the match in Game 3, superstar of our game. But I can't help Clarkie that think that Billy and the selectors up there did take into account his ongoing concussion issue. Mm. And whether they thought that you know, if it does happen early, stuffs up our interchange.
I would say they want to see him play a bit more football and get through a couple of more games without being taken off the field for an assessment. And then they'd have the confidence to pick him. The big one for mine was Dane Gagai, only because we're used to hearing, and it's BS, by the way, the old pick and stick. You only pick and stick when it suits you. But Dane Gagai has been a tremendous warrior for that team and never let them down. And while his club form may not have been great, I thought they would pick him.
Played all right in club land, though, this year. He hasn't been... I don't think he's been that bad, has he?
His game on the weekend wasn't his best.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, and leaves a lasting impression in selectors' minds.
The last three or four weeks, he's been pretty good.
But, you know, I thought they would have given him at least a game.
I'm over the pick-and-stick crap. Can we just get rid of it forever? It's a phantom mantra, which is absolute bollocks.
Might have worked in 1980 and early 80s because they didn't have a great...
But Queensland still looked down their nose at us.
Always had a small pool to choose from.
Correct. They look down their nose at us every year, lecture us about we don't understand origin. It's just garbage, you know?
Yeah. Here's 100%.
Dane Gagai, a vintage selection.
More loyal. I reckon Queenslanders are definitely more loyal than us New South Wales.
Ponga and Gagai, was that loyal?
Loz didn't like playing for New South Wales as much as Lockyer liked playing for Queensland. Loz hated playing for New South Wales.
Isn't that just the greatest load of crap?
Every time you hear about
anyway,
did you hear Joey's comments? Joey said, "I don't give a rat's about this Queensland team."
Yeah, I love it.
Could not care less.
Love it.
Do you think they're in better form than us, Loz? Individually?
Oh yeah. After the weekend, no, because some of their players on the weekend were horrible. Well, you look at
the first 11-12 rounds.
Oh, if you take it over
the
a
Queensland
period,
teams have been on
Queensland
fire, haven't
teams
they?
Have been good,
really.
Yeah, there's no question mark there. But the thing that I'm excited about for this year's Origin Series, because I'm a bit like, Queensland won last year and deserved to win. But when you're missing three superstars in Addo Carr, Latrell Mitchell, Tommy Turbo, let's see how they go this year with those three being in the team for the series.
I said last
three
week I would
players,
pick Tom.
Oh, mate. Three big fish.
Well, in the top 10 best players in the game.
Yeah. Especially Latrell and Tommy.
Dean Bulldog Richie in the studio with us. Bulldog Josh Schuster spoke yesterday, made a very good return there against the Raiders on the weekend for Manly. And, he wasn't shy in saying he believes one day he can be the best player in the game. But he did go on to say... Got a fair way to go.
In time. Yeah, no, we spoke to Josh Schuster down there at Brookvale at a Manly media session yesterday. Really nice young kid. I haven't had a lot to do with him over the years. A lot has been said and written about Josh. Some of it, I think, has been rather unfair. But he said he wants to be he will become the best player in the game one day. But if you were there at the interview, he didn't say it in a really cocky, arrogant, smart aleck way. It was just said nice and calmly, and it was a self-belief that he has and a self-appraisal that he believes, if he can get fit, keep working hard, that he can become the best player in the game. I'm not going to sit here and say he can't, because the natural ability that Josh Schuster has is unbelievable. We just have to get the other side of him in terms of desire, commitment and work ethic, right? And if he can combine those two, I think he can go as far as he wants to go in rugby league.
Oh, he's a highly talented player, and he's got the capabilities as being one of the best 5-8s we've seen, just through his skill level with the ball and the way he's able to square defences up and put people through holes is as good as you've seen. But you're right, Paul. Well, it's just other parts of his game that need the polish on, and he needs to be on top of his game. He's got to learn all about recovering, learn about getting his body in the best physical shape to compete on a regular basis during the NRL season, work on aspects of his defence, and who knows where he may end up by the end of his career. But he's got the talent to be a very, very special player.
He's got a new teammate there at Manly as well in Jake Arthur.
Yeah, Jake, front of the media down there in a maroon and white training jersey, which was quite odd to see him in such colours. It was quite funny. Jake reminded the media yesterday that he used to go to Brookvale back in 2013 when his dad was the assistant coach at Manly. And he'd go to Brookvale for the captain's runs. And when they kicked the ball, Jake would go and get the ball and he'd kick it back to Cherry Evans as a little 11-year-old. And now, of course, he's down there and will be playing with Daly Cherry Evans. I got the feeling yesterday talking to Jake Arthur, he's almost relieved now that he can get on with his career, try to move forward. He's away from that suffocating pressure at Parramatta. He's away from the shadow of his father. Yeah. And I did have a chuckle at some fans on social media when he left saying, good luck, Jake. Wish you all the best. But probably the same fans that booed him.
Yeah.
Last year. I feel a bit sorry for Jake Arthur at times last year. He didn't deserve what he copped.
No way.
But now he's away from all that. He can hopefully flourish down there at Brookvale. And he's apparently a bit of a footy head. He loves the philosophies of rugby league. He digests them, obviously.
He's 20 years of age.
Through his father, Dad.
He's 20 years of age. And if he's got a footy brain, as you're saying there, in terms of loving it, if he devotes time and energy into his game, which I believe he will, I think he will be a first-grade halfback. I think he'll develop nicely. They're hard to get, but if you're a young man who's willing to learn your trade, eventually you will get there.
I haven't got it in front of me, Loz. How old's DCE? I mean, he's playing brilliant football, but he's got, 2 years left, you'd imagine?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So if Jake puts his head down, puts his backside up and works hard, listens, learns and absorbs, hypothetically, could he be the man that goes into the Manly 7 jumper in a couple of years?
Yeah, he possibly could be. You know, you've got him there in your system. You get to work with him every day. You get to see what he's like. You get to help him improve his game and evolve his game. But again, you know, for 20 years of age, he's already played 20 first grade games, albeit a lot of those haven't been starting. They've been coming off the bench. But that's invaluable experience to have at that age. So, if he's a footy head, prepared to work, he'll get there.
I spoke to Brad on Monday afternoon, and it was a really lovely comment. He said, I'm just looking forward to being a dad again, not a coach.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm looking forward to sitting on the hill and watching my boy play and not having to worry about how he's playing in terms of structures. He can just enjoy his footy again, and I can enjoy watching him again. So it was a nice touch.
Yeah.
34, Cherry Evans, by the way. And just also on Brad Arthur and the Eels, you've written a story in the paper today about their issues in the forwards in regards to, the players they had in the grand final last year who aren't there either just because they're not at the club or injured at the moment.
Yeah, it's a quirky story in today's Telegraph. You know, it was pointed out to me quite rightly that the Parramatta pack last year, 9 forwards, Junior Paulo, unavailable this weekend for Origin, Reid Marnie, Bulldogs, Campbell Gillard, groin, Sean Lane, hamstring, Papali'i Tigers, Nuakora Warriors, and then the bench was Madison Calf, Nathan Brown Roosters, and Oregon Corfusi Cronulla. So 9 forwards that played the grand final just 236 days ago, and Brad Arthur hasn't got one available this weekend.
A lot of experience and a lot of good players out of the team, but they played well last weekend, Parramatta. I know some of those players were available, but they hit back, but they've got to hit back again this week when they take on the North Queensland Cowboys. What about the West Tigers last week, Doggy, against the Cowboys? They were terrific at Leichhardt Oval. Last game there, for the year. Obviously, they'd like to play more home games there and at Campbelltown. What's the latest update with them deciding on where their games will be played into the future?
Yeah, I checked in with the Tigers again yesterday. They still want to push forward with this new home ground proposal, which is to get rid of playing games at Accor and CommBank and go back to Campbelltown and Leichhardt. They're more than aware that both those grounds aren't up to NRL standard just yet. So they're lobbying, certainly at Leichhardt, governments for money, but in New South Wales, the state and federal governments have just been re-elected. So, and they've said no, so there's no point putting pressure on them because they're not going to offer up any cash. So they're now looking at some private equity to get some investors to come in, inject some money into the ground, try to refurbish it, and then obviously work out some sort of financial structure where those investors would get a financial return. So it's got merit. The fans love it. They don't want to leave Leichhardt. They want to play at Campbelltown. And, yeah, we love suburban footy. Should the big games go to some of the bigger stadiums? I guess that's a debate. Mm. I mean, you are looking at probably a maximum of 15,000 at best for both grounds. So if you get a blockbuster...
Can you have the flexibility? So if they're going great, the Tigers and Parramatta and the Dogs and sides like that are going great, you know that you're going to get more than 15,000, don't you?
Correct.
So you'd need to probably take it to a CommBank or somewhere like
correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah. Look, I don't know the ins and outs of whether contractually you could move laws, but certainly you're right. I mean, if the Tigers and South played, it was top of the table.
South, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be thinking you'd get 35, 40,000. Mm. So it's a tough one, but the theory is suburban footy works for the West Tigers. That's what they think is best for their fans, and that's the direction they're going.
I really respect your opinion.
No, you don't.
Let's start that sentence again.
Let's start that sentence again and just ask the question without a butter up, okay?
He was laughing before he finished coming out of his mouth.
No disrespect. No respect at all. Just ask the question without the butter up, okay?
Is this, in your mind, the worst Queensland
team? Oh, this is why I don't answer.
You're strong. You're strong when it comes to Origin team selection.
No, I think it's a wonderful Queensland team.
And you've been proven in the past to be wrong. But well, I'm just asking you.
Okay, well, how about we give up some secrets then?
Yeah. Well, give them up. Give them up.
What did you think of that Queensland team?
I thought it was strong.
Oh, really? Gee, that's funny.
Well, where was I ever quoted?
Where was I ever quoted? You said I agree with you. Off air.
What paper was I ever in about saying that? But anyway, Dean, I respect your opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's got one. Remember that, all right? And you're entitled to yours.
As much as anybody.
You're entitled to yours. Now, where do you rate this team?
Highly.
Highly. Beautiful.
It's a very good football
team. That's all I wanted to know, Dean.
I'm sorry that you need therapy after this appearance today, Dean.
Well, I've been asked about bugger lugs over here, who agreed with me at the time, I might add, but didn't want to say it.
I was never quoted on the record.
Did you agree with me, though, off air?
No, I didn't. Why would I ever agree with you?
Anyway, look, it's the 8:30 news. I think we should go there before this gets physical in the studio.
Thank you so much.